George Collar?
George M. Collar.
M. Collar. What's the M for?
McFarland. That's my mother's maiden name.
You grew up in Michigan?
I was born in Jackson, Michigan, and my wife was born in Jackson, and one of our boys was born there, and then in 1949, I came down here to Tiffin to work at the National Machinery Company, and my second boy was born in Tiffin. We've lived here longer than we lived in Michigan, actually, in Tiffin.
What had your parents done?
Well, my dad was a die sinker in the forging business. He was a foreman of a die shop in a Frost Gear and Forge Company. And that's where I started to learn my trade when I was 18 years old. And when the war came along, I was a tool and die maker, actually. When Pearl Harbor came, I was working for a company called Casalby Manufacturing Company up in Jackson. And later on, I worked a lot of different places. I worked in San Diego and Ryan Aeronautical Company. I worked for General Motors up in Flint, the AC spark plug. But I worked down here for 30 years, and I retired from down here. This is more or less our home now, as far as that goes. My dad's family were from New England originally, in New York State, and then into Michigan. In about 1834, my great-grandfather came.
Really?
He was born in Rhode Island, but the family originated in Massachusetts. And my mother was born in England, and she came over here as a nurse in 1913 before World War I, and met my dad and got married in 1915, and I was born in 1917. I'll be 82 this year.
So when Pearl Harbor was attacked, you were 25?
Well, let's see, it'd be 1941, take about 23, imagine. I was working at Casalby Company.
What led you to go into the Air Corps?
Well, I was brought up during the aftermath of World War I, and we were always taught that that was a war to end all wars. There won't be any more wars, and so all us kids, we were kind of steeped in heroics of Raoul Lufbery and Eddie Rickenbacker and Frank Luke and all those guys, and we kind of were a little bit sad there wasn't going to be any more wars. We wouldn't be able to get to fight, you know. And well, we were really wrong about that.